Last night in the Taraweeh Salat, the 28th, 29th para was recited. The first surah is Surah Mulk, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned in the hadith, that my heart desires that every one of my ummati learns this surah. This is a surah of 30 verses only. It will help a person in the grave. One name of the Surah Mulk is Maniya, protects a person from the punishment of the grave. And also, Munjiya saves one from the difficulties of in the grave. And on the day of Qiyamah, he will continuously intercede on behalf of a person until the person is forgiven. That is why it was a practice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every night to recite it, One hadith it is mentioned. Whoever reads Surah Mulk every night and Surah Sajda, then he will get the reward of Laylatul Qadr every night. As we're reading it after Maghrib, between Maghrib and Isha Salah, we will get the reward of Laylatul Qadr every night. May Allah give us tawfiq to bring it into our lives, to recite it continuously. In here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of every single thing in this world. Therefore, a person, whoever is your owner, who is the boss, who is the master, you have to become loyal to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he controls, in his control is all ownership of the whole world. And he's got power over everything. Alladhi khalaqa al-mawta wal-hayat. Allah is the one who has created death, and Allah is the one who has created life. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention death first? Because if a person, he really wants a true life, life of this world, life of the year after, true enjoyment in that life, he must keep mort in front of him. Keep death before a person, then a person will have a true life. Otherwise, he will live a life like an animal in this world. And he will not have any life in the year after. So keep one's death always in front of a person, then a person will be able to live a correct life. Why did Allah send us in this world? لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah wants to test a person who will do the best of actions. Yeah, the Mufassirin say that Allah did not mention أَكْثَرُ عَمَلًا, who does the most amount of actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, whose actions are the most beautiful, who has got the most sincerity, who follows the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam greater, who is preparing more for akhirat. So he will have husn and beauty in his actions. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions many, many other things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, and the great power which Allah has got in this world. Allah is the one who has created the earth. Allah is the one who has made the different parts in the earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got control to send azab down from the from the heavens, from the earth. Also Allah can make you swallow you up. And there are many, many nations in the past who had come. Allah ta'ala destroyed them. They were not prepared to accept. Can't you see the birds flying in the air? Who controls them? It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the armies in the world will help you. Is there any other armies besides Allah ta'ala who can help you? Allah can send one of his small armies to completely destroy you. Who is the one who is giving you rosy and sustenance in the world? Who is the one who has given you your ears and your eyes and your hearts? But unfortunately, قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. Very little bit of shukr you make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you should only have هُوَ الرَّحْمَانُ وَآمَنَّا بِهِ وَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْنَا. He is Rahman, the most merciful. All of these qualities Allah has given is due to His mercy. All of these bounties He has given us. آمَنَّا بِهِ, we accept, we believe in Him. وَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْنَا. And only upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a person must have trust. Must put our full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and work towards pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next surah is Surah Qalam. In here, the Surah Mulk, Allah ta'ala mentions about His qudrat and power. In Surah Qalam, Allah ta'ala mentions about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the people claim that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was mad. The Adam bi alayhi wa sallatu wa sallam, when people said they are mad, then Nabi alayhi wa sallam in the Quran Sharif, Allah mentions, قَالِ يَا قَوْمِ لَيْسَ بِي سَفَاهَةٌ. They answered on their own behalf, I'm not mad, I'm not a foolish person. But on behalf of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala himself answers. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I take a custom on the pen. That the pen, وَمَا يَسْتُرُونَ, what people are writing. You'll never write the words of a madman. You'll not go to a mad hospital and start writing the malfuzat of a mad person. If the writings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people 1400 years later are still quoting one hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and writing shuruhat and kitabs on the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How can you call him ever mad? What people have written, and never mind Muslims, even non-Muslims, what they have written about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a clear proof. وَأَنْتَ بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ بِمَجْنُونَ. This person can, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can never ever be mad. And he will get a great reward, which will never ever come to an end, because he will have followers till the day of Qiyamah. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. And O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your character is so lofty, is so great. People have to have character in their life, they have to look at the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How can you call such a person a mad person? That person who called Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mad, Walid ibn Mughira, because he spoke one word evil of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala gave 10 qualities of his, 10 evil qualities. Ulama say that, as Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi has written, when a person sends one durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah sends 10 mercies upon that person, because he has praised Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so Allah ta'ala sends 10 of his mercies. On the other hand, this person spoke ill of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so 10 of Allah's curses came upon him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in great detail. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, إِنَّا بَلَوْنَاهُمْ كَمَا بَلَوْنَا أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah mentions a group of people who had a certain garden, and their father had passed away. He was a person who was very, very generous, always looking after the poor people. And Allah had given him a lot of barakat and blessings in his land. But now when his father had passed away, the youngsters, they said, we must not follow the way of our elders. What our father used to know, we can make more money. our father, he doesn't know much, he never knew much, and he used to give so much in charity. So they decided now not to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not to follow the ways of the elders. So when a person does not follow the way of his elders in this dunya also, they destroy that whole plantation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent an adab down, and that whole place was destroyed. And according to Mullah Ahmad Latab, he said that till today, when he's been to that place, till today nothing grows in that area. So hundreds and thousands of years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that land barren, because they were not prepared to accept what the elders had said. So here in dunya also, when a person doesn't listen to his elders, those who are intelligent, who's got the goodness in their heart, and he doesn't follow the way of his elders, he destroys himself in dunya. To a greater extent, when a person doesn't follow the Anbiya alayhi wasalam in their teachings, like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, a person will destroy himself in dunya also and akhirat also. So always remain in the path of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, the Anbiya alayhi wasalam, sahaba, and all our pious elders. When a person will leave the path of the elders, he will destroy himself. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those people in this world who are not prepared to make sajda, they are on the day of Qiyamah, they will be called to make sajda, but their backs will be too hard. When we are making sajda in this world, one great benefit is, it is preparing our body to make sajda on the day of Qiyamah. Easily a person will be able to make sajda, because he was in the habit of making sajda. Those who did not make sajda, their backs will be straight, and they would be like a board, and their person won't be able to make sajda in the life of the year after. At the end of the surah also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these people are saying that you are mad person, but this is completely wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the siyat here for the whole of mankind. The next surah is Surah Al-Haqqah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Qiyamah, and the reality of Qiyamah. Those people in the past were not prepared to accept Qiyamah. They were completely destroyed. And on the day of Qiyamah, there will be two groups of people. Some people will be given the book of deeds in their right hand. May Allah make us amongst them. فَيَقُولُ هَاوْ مُقْرَوْا الْكِتَابِ He will say, come and read my kitab. I got my report today. And I knew I'm going to meet the day of Qiyamah. I was working hard for it. I made effort in this world. I knew I was doing an examination. Now he will be sitting and enjoying himself in the lofty gardens of Jannah. The fruits will be very, very close to the person. كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا هَنِيًا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ It will be said to him, eat and drink now with great enjoyment because of the days which you passed in which your stomach was completely empty. You stayed hungry, you were fasting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. And so now you can eat and drink. Because you sacrificed, now Allah ta'ala says, eat with enjoyment. On the other hand, there will be those people who will be given the book of deeds in the left hand. And then a person will say, يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوتَ كِتَابِيَةِ Oh, I wish I was not given my report card. I wish I didn't prepare for this examination. I didn't make any effort in this world. I never knew what Hisab Kitab was. I wish I had died. Ya Alita Akramat al-Qadiyah. Ma aghna anni maliyah. All my money which I had, it did not benefit me in the least. But my power and kingdom which I had, halaka anni, it has been destroyed. No benefit at all. It will be said, khudu fa hullu, take him. And tie him up now. And throw him into the fire of Jahannam. And put all chains around him. And drag him now into Jahannam. He was not prepared to accept the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He did not encourage people to feed the poor people. So now a person will have to go to great difficulties. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a qasam on the Quran Sharif, that the only way which a person will be saved on the day of Qiyamah is to hold firm onto the Quran Sharif. This is what will help and assist the person. The next surah is Surah Ma'arij. If a person studies the Quran Sharif, he will notice that towards the end of the Quran Sharif, in great detail, the beginning of the Quran, Sharif, Allah Ta'ala mentions about Tawheed in great abundance, and the past nations and how they were destroyed. They did not believe in the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. As a person comes to the middle of the Quran Sharif, the story of the Anbiya alayhi wasalam are mentioned. Risalat is mentioned in great detail. But later on, Allah Ta'ala mentions the Surah Hamim, which shows about the truthfulness of the Quran Sharif. And as a person comes to the end of the Quran, Allah speaks about Qiyamah in great detail. No other past kitabs in so much of detail of Qiyamah and the life of the year after was mentioned as the Quran Sharif. This is one speciality of the Quran Sharif. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions here also many of these surahs where discussion will be done about Qiyamah, about the two different groups. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks also on the day of Qiyamah. It will take place very, very quickly. وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا People think it is very, very far. وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا We see the day of Qiyamah as being very, very close. It's going to happen. And on that day, لَا يَسْأَلُ حَمِيمٌ حَمِيمٌ يُبَسَّرُونَهُمْ You will be able to see your friends also. But one friend won't ask about another friend. And every sinner will wish, لَوْ يَفْتَدِي مِنْ عَذَابِ يَوْمِ إِذٍ بِبَنِي If only I can get saved from the punishment today. I don't care if my child goes also in the punishment in place of me. But he must go, but I want to get saved from it. And his own wife also. And his own brother also. And all his family members who protected him in this world. And whoever is in the surface of the earth, I wish I could get saved. And they can go in the fire of Jahannam. They can be my ransom. So a person don't care about anybody at all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there are certain people who had qualities in them. 8 qualities Allah ta'ala mentions here, which a person has to bring into himself. He will be saved from the fire of Jahannam. One is that those people, ala salatihim da'imun, who are very, very, very particular about their salat, continuously performing their salah, but all the qualities of salah. And they were spending their money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. not only zakat also, but even more than zakat, they were giving their wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They believed in the day of Qiyamah, and they had fear, despite doing so much of good actions, but they had fear of the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They said, we can't be saved until we leave this world. We do not know what our final condition will be. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. They protected their private parts, they're from haram. إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أُمَّا مَلَكَتْ إِيمَانُهُمْ. Besides for their wives and the slave girls, from eyes of this kind, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi says that example, masturbation is completely haram because this is not included in the two groups. Other ulama say that muta, which the Shias do, is a kind of prostitution also. This also is completely haram from this idea. And homosexuality, lesbianism, and all of the other things, unnatural in intercourse, which a person is having, anal intercourse and oral intercourse, and all other, today unfortunately because of the television, people watch all of these things and they demand from their wives, all haram, completely immoral things. This is not a person of iman. A person of iman, he fulfills his desires according to necessity. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ. You can fulfill your desires. There is no malama, there is no blame upon you. But this is not the object of your life. As we had mentioned earlier in Ramadan also, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said something to the effect, the one narration comes, that in close to Qiyamah, the object of a person's life will be two things, his stomach and his private parts. Just I must fulfill my stomach, eat. He's only worried about food all the time and fulfilling his desires. So we must not be amongst those people. That is the life of an animal. We are human beings, ashraful makhlukat. Allah Ta'ala says, whoever seeks anything besides this, he has exceeded the bounds. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهَدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ. They fulfill all the texts and promises and the amanat and trust which they are given, they fulfill it. And when they have to stand up in court and testify, they fulfill it in the right way. They do not speak lies. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. And they are looking after the times of their salah. The postures of salah they are looking after, and the times of salah also they are looking after. Allah mentions in the beginning salah, the ending salah, to show the more perfect a person's salah is, inshallah all the other qualities will come into a person to a great extent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ فِي جَنَّاتِ مُكْرَمُونَ. They will be in the gardens, with great honor they will be granted in the life of the year after. The next surah is Surah Nuh, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the mujahada and sacrifice of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, and especially the father of the Anbiya alayhimu salam, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. 950 years he gave da'wah to his people. And he called them morning and evening, in open gatherings, in quiet gatherings. What and what mujahada he made. And he told his people, إِسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ. Make istighfar and ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Allah is most forgiving. Allah will send rains upon you people. Allah will give you wealth. Allah will give you children. Allah will give you gardens. Allah will give you rivers to flow by making istighfar. Istighfar is a very, very powerful medication which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one hadith it comes, if you hold firm unto istighfar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make out from every difficulty, Allah will make a way out from that person. And min kulli hammin faraja. In every worry and tension people are going through, Allah will make out a way for a person. And Allah will give a person rosy and sustenance from where he never ever thought possible. Here also Allah Ta'ala has promised many, many things. Rains Allah will send down, children, wealth, and all his gardens, etc. on istighfar. Hazrat Ali rahmatullah alayhi says, sometimes a person makes istighfar, but he doesn't get these benefits. He says that Allah Ta'ala sometimes gives the person the direct benefit, or sometimes he gives you what the benefit, the object of the benefit was. Example, the object of money is to get contentment of heart. So Allah doesn't give you the money, but He'll give you the contentment of heart. Sometimes the children, the object of children is, they must look after you when you get old. Allah doesn't give you children, give you children, but He will create means for someone to look after you when you get old. So Allah Ta'ala will grant it to a person. Istighfar is a very, very powerful thing. And man lazim al istighfar. Not just to read istighfar once in a while, but to hold firm onto istighfar, daily to make a practice of istighfar. There is a very, very great power in that, in istighfar. The next surah is Surah Jinn, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the jinnat, that despite the fact that they are made of fire, but when they heard the verses of the Quran Sharif, they did not have fire within themselves, and many of them accepted Iman and Islam. So, insan, human beings who are made of sand, and you're supposed to have humility within yourself, why are you not prepared to accept the message of the Quran Sharif? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions two surahs, Muzammil and Muddathir, where in Surah Muzammil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the qualities of a da'i, a person who is calling out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has to have fikr and concern for others. He also must have concern for himself. And he must build up his ta'aluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one great way of building up one's ta'aluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is tahajjud namaz. In the beginning portion of Islam, as soon as the wahi and revelation came down in the beginning years of Islam, tahajjud, there was two namaz which were faraz, fajr salat and asr salat. And tahajjud namaz also faraz for a while. And they had to stand up at least half the night, two-thirds of the night, or one-third of the night. This was for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba to build up the ta'aluk in connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after 1 year, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easy for the ummah. Now the law of faraz came into mustahab. It's sunnah, mustahab to make tahajjud namaz. And we were not commanded now to make tahajjud the whole night. Now a small portion of the night also is sufficient, because this will create connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Muddathir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given da'wah to the people and call them towards Iman and Islam. And those who are not prepared to accept, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mustn't worry about them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself will take care of them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in this dunya how he will destroy them. And in the life of the year after, Allah will throw them in the fire of Jahannam. And the qualities they had was, لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُسَلِّينَ. We never performed our salah. That is why they were thrown in the fire of Jahannam. وَلَمْ نَكُمْ نُطْعِمُ الْمِسْكِينَ. We never fed the poor people. وَكُنَّا نَخُوذُ مَعَ الْخَائِذِينَ. Those who are sitting and discussing and talking all nonsensical things against the Anbiya alayhi wasalam, against deen, we used to sit with them and have discussions with them. وَكُنَّا نُكَذِّبُ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينَ. And we did not believe in the day of Qiyamah. This is what completely destroyed a person. So we must look within ourselves that we do not have such kind of qualities. The next surah is Surah Qiyamah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the day of Qiyamah. And the one clear proof of the day of Qiyamah is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created our fingertips, the fingerprints. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says how for every person we created differently. So Allah has got qudrat to do whatever He wants to. So for Allah ta'ala to create people a second time is nothing difficult at all. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says at the time of death, when a soul is leaving a person now, people are standing around and they are thinking now, can we get somebody to make ta'weez, somebody to blow on this person so he can come back to life. You can never ever come back to life. So prepare for the life of the year after. The time of mort is coming very, very soon. No doctor can save you. The doctor can't save himself. How is he going to save you? That is the reality of life where a person has to leave this world. In Surah Dahar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the great bounties of Jannat. That there are two groups of people. Some are make shukr, shakiran wa imma kafura. Some are grateful, some are ungrateful. Those who are grateful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared them for them the great, great bounties of Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the pious people, they will drink from glasses, such wine, wonderful wine. Kana mizajuha kafura. It will be joined up with the camphor of Jannah. And the rivers will be flowing. How a person wants the river to flow in this direction or that direction, he can move it. And the person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they will be sitting and reclining, and they will be having the best of clothing to wear, all different kinds of silk. There won't be any sun over them, there won't be any cold over them, and the shade will be very, very close to them. The fruits will come down to them from the top of the trees. It will come down and a person will be able to take it. Young boys will be walking around with them, coming with goblets of silver and gold, and giving it to them to drink, and they will be drinking as they want to. And the zanjabir also, one kind of drink which is rubber flowing in Jannah. They will be sitting in what we call ginger beer in this world. They will be sitting and enjoying themselves, and they will be having khadims who will live forever and forever walking around them. And when you will see them, they will look very, very handsome. And wherever a person will look, he will see great, great bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person will be granted the greatest thing. He will be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, إِنَّ هَذَا كَانَ لَكُمْ جَزَانَ. This is your recompense and your reward. وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا. The efforts we had made in this world was appreciated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah has given you all of these things. And in the last surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the people who are not prepared to accept. وَيْلُ يَوْمَ إِذِ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Destruction, wail, place of Jahannam for those people who are not prepared to accept. Allah ta'ala showed the person so many signs in this world, but despite all the signs which they were shown, they were not prepared to accept. So, O Hazrat Insan, O human beings, accept the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has kept for you great, great bounties in the life of the year after. And even in this world, Allah will look after you, Allah will protect you. You become the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You build up your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You prepare for the life of the akhirat. You will be successful in this world in the life of the year after. May Allah make us amongst those people.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inshallah, we will read a hadith regarding the virtues of dhikr. Qala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, laysa min 'abdin yaqulu la ilaha illa Allah 100 marratin illa ba'athahu Allah yawm al-qiyamati wa wajhuhu kal-qamari laylat al-badr wa lam yurfa' li ahadin yawma idhin 'amalun afdalu min 'amalihi illa man qala mithla qawlihi aw zada. Rawahu at-Tabarani. Hazrat Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu se marwi hai کہ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ جو شخص 100 مرتبہ لا الہ الا اللہ پڑھا کرے, اللہ تعالیٰ قیامت کے دن اس کو ایسا روشن چہرہ والا اٹھائیں گے جیسے 14ویں رات کا چاند ہوتا ہے, اور اس دن یہ تسبیح پڑھنے والا سے افضل عمل والا وہی شخص ہو سکتا ہے جو اس سے زیادہ پڑھے. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, one who recites La ilaha illallah 100 times daily will be resurrected with his face shining like the full moon. None will be able to surpass him in excellence on that day except the one who would recite this kalima more than him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, One who recites La ilaha illallah 100 times daily will be resurrected with his face shining like the full moon. None will be able to surpass him in excellence on that day except the one who would recite this kalima more than him.
Let us keep this hadith in mind and make all of it.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. تذكروني أذكركم، أنا جليس من ذكرني. دل مرا هو جايك ميدان الروم، توهي تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے اب غم. درد دل ہو غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر، تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جنر. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہی دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے، سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے. تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو، الہی رہوں ایک خبردار تیرا. الہی عطا در در دل کے مرتائے بے درد بیمار تیرا. کوئی تجھ سے کچھ کوئی کچھ چاہتا ہے، میں تجھ سے ہوں یا رب طلبکار تیرا. نہیں دونوں عالم سے کچھ مجھ کو مطلب، تو ہی مطلوب میں ہوں طالب تیرا. اتا غم رکھ امید امداد حق سے، تجھے غم ہے کیا. یاد میں تیری سب کو بلا دوں، کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے. تجھ پر سب گھر بار لٹا دوں، خانہ دل آباد رہے. سب خوشیوں کو آگ لگا دوں، غم سے تیرے دل شاد رہے. سب کو نظر سے اپنی گرا دوں، تجھ سے فقط فریاد رہے. اب تو رہے بس تعدم آخر، ورد زبائے میرے الہ. تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے، کوئی نہیں. تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے، کوئی نہیں. تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی
koi nahi hai koi nahi tere siwa mashhood hai haqeeqi koi nahi hai koi nahi ab to rahe bas tadam aakhir wirde subah mere ilah نارای مستانا خوش می آیدم تابد جانا چونی می باهدم الله جل جلال و دانشان الله Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai naam lete hi nahi nasha sa cha gaya gaya naam lete hi nasha sa cha gaya zikr mein taaseer door jaam hai اپنے ملنے کا پتا کوئی نشاں تو بتا دے مجھ کو اے رب جہاں ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی اب تو آجا اب تو خلوت ہو گئی
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك وأتمم علينا نعمتك وأسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في على درجة الجنة جنة الخلد اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله